y'all know what it is.
Y'all
need to turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. It's brother backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at?
This is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And that is producer Ryan McGibbony.
So,
Ryan.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired. You know, the use.
You seem like you have one foot in the grave and one foot with the world that is awake and alive. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I woke up at about 3:30 and just tossed and turned until about 5.
Oh.
It's all good.
Blech.
Holly.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You've been a little stodgy this morning.
Stodgy?
I don't know if that's the word. I just came to mind.
Okay. Well, what I've been doing this morning is talking through cultural appropriation.
Oh, that's exciting.
Just that little old thing. Not
right.
Difficult or complex at all.
Right.
And when I say that, I'm absolutely joking. It's one of the most difficult, complex topics of conversation besides politics I think you could get into. But yeah, that's what I've been doing this morning. So that's why I'm a little bit like... Because like, it's hard when you're having discussions on Facebook because... It sometimes gets really difficult to see the thread of conversation and your eyes kind of get googly. I'm just talking about the physicality of talking on Facebook with people. It gets a little googly after a while. And the whole problem. Yes.
As in you have to Google facts?
No. Yeah. Well.
As in most people don't Google anything. And
correct.
They're like, this is how it is.
Correct. There's that. And I wish people would be more googly. But I also mean my eyes kind of hurt a little bit.
Oh.
Googly eyed.
I found that I very... Rarely do I ever go back and forth with people on Facebook.
Right. I hardly ever do. It's probably once in a blue moon, and this happens to be the blue moon.
Right. I mean, I don't ever. If I post something that's slightly controversial and someone and people will go back and forth, I may type like one thing and then that's it. Here's what I found when it comes to stuff like that on Facebook. People don't listen.
No. Nope.
They don't listen.
Yeah.
And so to me, in my mind, I don't want to spend, 5 minutes crafting what I think is a very reasoned, well thought out, taking into account what you said, thought out, typing it out. And then you be like, well, fuck you. That's not true. And then I'm just like, you know what? I just literally wasted a lot of life force. Like, I have a friend, Derek, who he is the definition of a keyboard warrior. Like, he will go in on people. And I usually agree with what he has to say, but I'm always like, how do you spend so much time crafting those messages? And then, like, it's not... Like, if I spend time writing something, I want it to be published. I want it to be seen by a lot of people. If I'm spending that much time and energy making sure that what I'm saying is right and cohesive and makes sense.
Right. But see, this is just something that I felt passionately about, so then I posted the article on my Facebook page.
Right.
And the problem is, if I do that, and again, I don't do it often, but what's the matter?
I just got a message from someone that said that they were possessed.
Oh, dang.
You're welcome. I talked about it today during my show.
Someone just said, I was possessed when I was younger. I messed with the Ouija board when I was about 11, and I was tortured until I was 15. Wow. Looks like we have a topic for 8:25 Thursday.
That's why you don't mess around with Ouija boards.
Yikes. I'm sorry.
I can't wait to get into that. And when I say I can't wait, I mean that's horrifying.
I just happened to see the word possessed, and I was like, oh, what's that about? Oh.
Nope.
Anyway,
nope,
so
nope.
What you were saying that...
I always, if I do get passionate about something, I think out what the main thing is going to be, and then I think about how people are going to react, and then I think about the end game, and I'm like, fuck it. It's not worth it. It's not even worth my passion, which is really unfortunate because, we do have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got really passionate about something, and then so I posted my thing, fully expecting there to be discussion.
Right.
And there was, but since there is going to be discussion from something I posted, I feel personally responsible to respond to things. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of a shitty move for me to post something and then like drop it in and then be like, bye.
Right.
I'm not responding. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to just, you know, ignore all of this.
No, that's what I do. That's what I do. I like to do that.
Yeah, I know.
I like to see people just go back and forth, and I'm just like, huh, that was interesting.
Safe. No, I feel like I'm doing a disservice, and I'm not being responsible if I don't answer. So
when
that's
when it comes
why
to stuff like that. But I mean, and then too, the reason why I do, like, I think the last time I did it, something like that where it was very controversial, was it was about Black Lives Matter, and it was something I felt very passionate about, and I was like, I just have to, like, tell my story, my side of things, so when people are like, all lives matter, you can understand how that would hurt someone like me who is Black. And I remember I wrote that, and there was like two or three times where I responded. Otherwise, I'm like, this is a, I told my story and you all can discuss, because clearly I'm not going to change anyone's mind. So I just wanted you to at least read my side of things, you know, as you're saying.
Well, would you answer if someone had questions for you?
Yeah, if they had questions or whatnot. But I mean, most people don't have questions. Most people don't ask questions. They just say, blah, 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 blah. And then that's it. And you're like,
all right. This is what I think I'm cutting off all the posting now, because it has started to slip into the lowest common denominator, which is name calling.
Right.
And I'm like,
does someone call you a name?
No, not me particularly, but there's other name calling, and there's just shout. There's like a lot of shouting.
Right.
And I didn't start out with, like, you know, shouting at people. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, being very vocal about my thoughts on it. And I always hope to take away something that I can learn. And one guy posted a really great article. In another post, he was like, I don't have time for you white people. And I was like, okay. But he posted a really great article in another comment that I read and responded to, which, and I thought actually that was my best piece of writing on the whole matter. And I'm pissed that more people can't see it.
Ugh.
And I almost want to like copy and paste it and just be like, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, y'all see this? I learned. I read something and I learned, and y'all should do the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on. We haven't said exactly what this is about.
Oh, you're right.
We've just been talking about around it and what it's about. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's horrible radio.
It's terrible.
So what is it that's been blowing up on Facebook today?
The cultural appropriation of the Moana Halloween costume.
Right.
There was an article that was written by the editors of Red Book, I think, and then it got passed along to Cosmopolitan, where they said, parents, you don't want to dress your kids as Moana because it is cultural appropriation and it's insensitive. And so I read through the, because at first I was like, wait, because it hits close to home for me because I have a 4-year-old who loves Moana. She isn't being Moana for Halloween because she's choosing to go with something else instead, but it would have been in my lane, in my, you know, peripheral
universe,
because she could have very easily been like, I want to be Moana, which I would have said, okay. So I read the article, and had they come out with like something that really was hard hitting as to like some reasoning, I would have been like, wow, is this really? But I feel like it's not cultural appropriation to buy the Moana Halloween costume. And so that's what I got into on the thing. And then, you know, there were some people that were very vocal about how, yes, it is cultural appropriation. So then I really dug in because I like to be knowledgeable. I like to be armed with knowledge. Mm-hmm. So I really dug in and I was like, well, maybe I don't even have a good grasp of this. And the more I read, the more I felt like I think I'm right in thinking you can buy the costume. What you don't do, and this is what I originally had thought, I can't believe that I had to be this obvious. You don't paint a child's skin brown to be Moana.
Right.
That's horrible. Yeah. You're not going to like throw on cultural symbols on them and be like, oh, that looks like something they did in the movie. That's fun. No, just buy the damn costume from Target or wherever and call it a day. Like, you're not trying to, and see, this is where it gets, people don't want to have this discussion because then it makes you think that everybody might be a little bit wrong.
Mm.
And that it's a very complex, difficult issue to wrap your hands around because it's going to be different in every case.
Right.
So, but the gentleman who posted the link and the one that I felt like I had a good comment on, I was like, okay, here's where now I'm interested. Because in its most base form, so cultural appropriation is a culture or a person or a group taking the majority, taking something from a minority and then using it for their own gain without giving credit, without giving money. A lot of it is money attributed to making those people's lives measurably worse by doing it.
Oh, right, by taking away from them.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And so then I'm relating it back to the Moana costume, and I'm like, okay, here's what I'm learning today. So what I would need to do would be to do more research on how the folks at Disney went about creating Moana. Did they do the research with actual Polynesian groups? Is there maybe some kind of fund or trust or scholarship program that came from this whole movie? Were those ideas stolen from Polynesian culture? Are they not getting credit for it? If that's the case, then yes, right. Disney's guilty of cultural appropriation. But if that's not the case and people are being compensated and lifted up for it, then it's not. And I would need to do way more research on Disney and the movie and Polynesian culture than to be able to say. But in my defense is you have to go and do that research and find out.
Right.
And then also, as a sort of a sidecar to that, it's that you should take it upon yourself. Let's say Disney did culturally appropriate them. Mm-hmm. Take it upon yourself to learn more about the Polynesian culture. Right. So like for our family, like we downloaded the soundtrack and like my daughter's like, I really like this song with it's, you can tell it's very Polynesian culturally influenced. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, well, what other songs by potentially Polynesian groups can we look into for that? We would have never done that had we not watched Moana.
Right.
So I'm like, that's a good thing in that it's making us learn more about a culture we didn't know more about already.
Right. Oh.
That's all I got.
Oh, wow. Ryan?
Yes.
Because you were responding on Facebook as well.
Yeah, I just had like one paragraph.
Were you just copy and pasting it?
No.
I said it
depends on the intent.
Intent is a lot of it.
Yeah,
yes.
And so you can't be like making fun of that culture or using it in a manner Holly described. But you could, it's all about how you teach your kid. Like, if you're teaching them that, oh, you can't be this because this is the color of your skin, you're already teaching them to be divisive. Mm. You can't. Just let them be what they are and teach them to appreciate somebody else for what they are. And, you know, as long as you approach it that way, what's the big deal?
But I think people don't want to. I think for some people, it becomes a line in the sand of you do or you don't. They don't like to get into the case by case, which is what happened a lot of the time on this Facebook post.
I think what it comes down to as a Black person for me is if you want to be, you know, Jackie Robinson, if you want to be Beyonce, if you want to be a personality, whereas that makes sense. Like if I say Beyonce, you're going to be a diva. You're going to put on some, you know, cute clothes.
Sparkly, yeah, stage outfit.
Sparkly number. But if you said, I want to be a Black person, so then what does that look like? Even if you don't blacken your skin, what does that look like?
Right.
If you want to be an Asian person instead of Mulan, what does that look like? If you want to be... have they ever had a Hispanic princess before?
Well, there's not a movie, but they have Elena of Avalor on a TV show now.
Okay.
And so I think probably she's probably the closest that Disney's had to a Hispanic princess. Other than,
Dora,
I would say Dora, right. But Dora's not Disney. So.
Right, right. So, but if you are a character,
right,
then to me that makes sense because then you can do some, that's like you said with Maya, you can then experience and explore that culture.
Right.
But if you're like, I want to be a Black person.
Yeah.
Then that's where it gets to be a little uncomfortable.
Right, because what do you mean by that?
Exactly. And that's where I start to get a little prickly when they're like, well, I want my kids to be anything. If they want to be a Black person, well, what are you going to dress them as?
Yeah, and what does that mean? How are they acting differently?
Right.
Is it based in humor? Where does it come from? So that's why I'm saying if you just scream, well, you can't wear this outfit because the color of your skin and because this person's skin is this, that muddies the water for cases where we should sit down and say, this is culturally inappropriate.
Right.
So that's what got me mad. And then, of course, people just get so... insane about it and they don't want to be wrong. But somebody that commented after my quote unquote good post that I feel like was my strong suit, somebody
I'm sorry. We have the TV on and Ryan or live with Kelly and Ryan is on and they have ski masks on pumpkins.
They have pantyhose on.
I'm sorry. Pantyhose on. And on where the two legs are, They have them on their head, by the way.
Yeah.
And where the two legs are, they have little pumpkins at the end of them. Like, what? I mean, I can't laugh.
I know.
Because we do goofy shit like that all the time.
But there's no context.
No, it's just like
that movie Idiocracy. Kick my balls. Anyway. That's next.
Yep. Oh, so anyway, the woman that commented after me in that thing was like, I am glad that you're trying to be open-minded and have conversations, where a lot of people on this thread seem to not understand that both people on both sides can be right, but there's in certain ways,
right.
But there is also a common understanding that has to be made.
Right. And no, it's true.
Yes.
It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. Well, before we,
what's going on, Kelly? Right.
I don't know. Like, they have pumpkins in the pantyhose.
The pantyhose feet have pumpkins in them, and they're wearing them on their head.
And like, people are walking out from backstage with pantyhose on their head.
Like, all of them are gonna beat someone to death.
It looks like the beginning of the Purge right now. Like, they're about to kill people
with those damn pumpkins in the pantyhose.
Oh my gosh!
Are people still mad about like football mascots or what?
I think.
Sports in general?
When it's in public
like,
view.
What happened to that?
No. It's
so
not,
this is the new one?
Well, yes. Because
Halloween costumes?
Because Halloween
Except
is here.
For ones that have been going on for like 50 years?
Well, it's when things get peak popular culturally. So no one cares about a Halloween costume in May.
Well, and I also think too, when it comes to like mascots, you have to look at like why they were put up, you know? I mean, like, I remember growing up when it was, I'm from Atlanta and we had the Braves and we used to do the like Indian calls.
They
and
still
like
do it.
The tomahawks and stuff. I know, but like back then it was like, yeah, it was, but now I'm like, that's a little insensitive to
well,
the people.
Because people are like, well, the tomahawk is really this, and this is the chant, and that's not really, and the feathers are wrong, and it's all just like,
yeah,
that one's like super offensive. If you're going to really take aim at anything, those are the ones you need to be mad about.
Like, I literally.
Not this costume that's imitating a cartoon character that has the, you know, that's their exact culture is displayed how it is. You
right.
know?
And they were raising up. You know, that culture. They weren't, you know, making them look bad. So.
Right. So anyway, that was my morning.
Well, sort of in a similar vein before we go to something a little bit more positive.
Oh. I was not negative. I just...
No, not negative. Just very heavy.
Okay, sorry.
It's heavy.
Sorry.
I'm going to keep going that way. So yesterday, I was on Twitter and I saw a tweet from someone and I was like, wait, what? Who am I following that says this? So, you know, in the news and earlier this week, we were talking about the soldiers that died in Niger.
Yeah.
The soldiers that passed away. And then there was a whole controversy because President Trump called one of the widows and then he couldn't remember one of their names and sort of stumbled his way through it. And then the widow gave an interview Monday on Good Morning America and said, no, he did mess up. And then he went back around her and said, nope, what I said was correct. I didn't mess up anything. So then there was this whole controversy about that. Well, I saw someone sort of retweet a screenshot of, and the wife's name is Maisha Johnson.
Right.
And apparently she has a GoFundMe page where she's trying to set up scholarships for her children because her husband has been killed.
Yeah.
And it's reached over $700,000 and the goal is $1 million. So someone, the original tweet was, it is a disgrace that this lost life became politicized, but now that it's fair game, I can't help but think about the Gibbs, hashtag Maisha Johnson. And I was like, what does that even mean?
Mm.
Well, then the person who I follow on Twitter retweeted that and said, what the fuck is this? What is the ghetto queen needing $1 million for? And I immediately was like, wait, who is this on my Twitter account that I'm following that would tweet something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little bit more digging because normally people like that do not have their name or their work or anything associated with those accounts.
Sure. Those would be what we call the Twitter trolls.
The Twitter trolls. So I did a little digging and found out who this person is, and it's someone that Holly and I used to work with.
Yeah.
Someone that I've known for a very long time. And it shook me a little bit because then I started reading through this person's Twitter account. And here are some of the things that they were tweeting about. There is a CBS News article about a chef that had to resign because of sexual harassment allegations. Mm-hmm. And then this person retweeted that article and said, "This is going to be everywhere. Their goal isn't justice. Otherwise, they would have come out sooner. This is all about removing men from power." Another tweet. There is a website that had an article about, "I'm the child of a Holocaust survivor. Halloween horrifies me." Mm. The person retweeted that article and said, "Jesus effing Christ, can you Jews not be a victim for just one day?"
Wow.
There was another one about the war on Halloween. Apparently, the CW show Riverdale, once again, an actress apologizes for racially insensitive costume. And she's like, "I'm sorry, that happens every year.
Can't wait to see who we're going to talk about on Wednesday this year."
Exactly.
Or after the weekend.
So then this person retweeted that article and said, "Good effing Lord, the hoax of black victimization now bleeds into the demon realm." There was another article they tweeted that says, "Women can't be sexually harassed if they aren't in the workplace." He then put the caption, "And that is what you will see happen more and more. Male hiring managers will hire other men when given the option. Less drama." And then I look at this.
How about you just don't harass people?
I don't even know. Like, how do I know someone? Okay.
Your question is as valid as the ones that I'm asking.
Here is what I want to know. I really kind of want to talk to him and find out what makes you feel this way. Because clearly the thought that he's going through with all these tweets is me as, and this is a straight white man, mm-hmm. I feel like my place in society is being erased to make room for women, ghetto queens, minorities, whatever the case may be. What has happened in your life that makes you feel like you have not been afforded the opportunities given to you in this country? What has happened to you and why do you feel that way? And what do you think should happen?
Right.
What do you think, how should society correct itself?
Right.
I'm so curious how the person that we worked with those years ago, who seemed like a very smart, sensible, well thought out, very polite, well-mannered guy, could devolve into someone like this.
Yeah.
It's just been very shocking to me.
I had no idea. I follow the same person, and I've seen them tweet, and I would be like, "God, how did I stumble upon following this asshole?" I meant to like mute it or unfollow it, but I do like to keep an eye on accounts that I don't agree with,
right?
So that I can see what all is out there, because you know the danger in getting rid of all of the people that you disagree with is it becomes an echo chamber,
right?
In which you only are friends with and understand positions that you agree with, mm-hmm. and that's dangerous too. Which is why I don't do a lot of muting or unfollowing unless it's really like,
just mean,
purposely mean, or right. like super duper offensive or threatening or something.
Right.
If it's people with a differing opinion, I typically keep those people around so that I can be like, "Well, here's where they're coming from." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's probably why I hesitated on a mute or an unfollow, because it was an account that I thought, well, somehow I stumbled upon this. I didn't stumble upon it. I actually added this person way back in the day because right. I was interested in what he had to say.
It's very confusing to me.
Like, the name was changed, by the way.
Right.
The right. name is no longer on the account.
No, because
so somehow he decided to turn the corner and become a Twitter troll, and now that's like a secret account.
At what point do you become a troll?
When you have to change name off, so that you cannot be fired for saying terrible things on Twitter.
The conscious decision.
Yeah.
To take off all your info and just become a Twitter troll. You just accept your fate.
I have a feeling, if I know this person, and we were a little close for a minute, I have a feeling that he feels like he's being a warrior of justice. Because even when I knew him, he was big for on conspiracies, which I'm always into looking into alternative narratives for things. Mm-hmm. But like, you also have to be like, well, what reality are you living in, really?
Because not living in one that's sane.
So I have a feeling that somehow he got like way deep into that world and like just maybe lost his mind a little bit. I don't know. That's the only thing I can figure, is that he, like, something broke and that he is now, you know, putting out the truth, the quote unquote truth about what's happening.
The real truth.
That would be my explanation.
So maybe that's the result of you being in your echo chamber for long enough.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you only see those thoughts.
Right.
Ryan, as a straight white man, and I'm being serious, have you ever felt like you have been, there's another word other than persecuted.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Have you ever felt like you have been demonized or you have been passed over because you are a straight white male?
No, not really.
I mean, and feel free, because
I don't know.
I want to understand, is this, I mean, this is
sometimes I do, but I know I get it and I approve of it. But sometimes I feel like, which this should happen. But a lot of workplaces are becoming more like focused on women.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's so much of a priority hyper focus now that a lot of male candidates get overlooked.
Right.
Because for, it's like trying to fill,
you know,
a quota.
Like if I could, I know I could do a job really well, and somebody that might be less experienced in that particular job or whatever gets it for just because of that reason.
Right.
Right.
And they're trying to diversify the workplace or whatever, which is fine, and I'm all for that and stuff. But like, be fair about your choices. That's the only time that I've ever really felt something like that, and so. It's not to, you know, it's not on the extent of any of the things
right.
that we're talking about far, but still, I know I felt it a little bit in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, I think, why, because I always like to put myself in the other person's shoes, and I don't want to just completely demonize the person because we know him.
Right.
But there had to be something that happened in his life that made him go down that path.
I agree, because it doesn't just happen overnight.
Right.
Something personal happens to you where you feel like you are being taken advantage of and you don't have a voice.
Right.
Honestly, I think that's what happened in electing President Trump right now. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people felt like they had no voice. They were being silenced.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is a lot of those people just like complete opposite from everything that, you know, is happening in America now. We need the opposite. And here we have Trump.
Right.
So it can happen, and that's why it's so dangerous. If you even want to make it full circle back to this cultural appropriation situation that we're dealing with, where it's like you don't have the right to say this because you're a certain color, like the one woman that was like, "Well, you're white, so you need to stay in your lane." I was like, I can't ask questions as a white person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to say that I think that I'm being victimized. I'm not. I mean, I've had a lot of privileges being white, but you can't take an eye for an eye.
Right.
That doesn't end well for anybody.
So what's the solution here on someone like Ryan? You felt like you were passed over for a job for someone who didn't have as much experience as you did. Mm-hmm. Because they were a woman and you felt like...
Well, yeah. I mean, it not necessarily like every time, but just like...
Just in that one...
In some instances, I feel like that's happened.
Right.
Right.
So, Holly, as
but,
a...
But, you know, I'm just... You know, I don't like to assume that, but I just kind of feel that that's why. But who knows? You know,
right.
I can't read that person's mind or whatever. And that's totally fine. You know, I'll keep going about my business, but... I don't know.
But you can see, though, how if that's happening over and over to people for, you know, big, huge jobs and they feel like that's happening. So,
and I mean, men have run things.
Right.
Anything for a long time.
Right. So,
everything.
Long time.
But
everything.
That's not me.
Right. Right. Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
So then what's the sort of solution, you know, when it comes to that? Because you want to be able to give people help
yeah.
that haven't had that help at all.
Correct.
And who haven't been given the opportunity
yes.
to be able to reach those positions. But then you don't want talented people like Ryan, who, you know, is very understanding, very empathetic, and he doesn't believe what the old guard believes. So then how do you balance both of those out to make sure that everyone has a fair shot?
I don't know. That is way above my pay grade.
And that's a lot of logistics. That's a lot of different opinions and people's brains.
Someone else gets paid way
going
more to figure out
against that. Each other. So, like, in, you know, like a typical office workplace or whatever, there's so many people. Like, you can't possibly all agree on the same thing, and all the management can't possibly have the same values, morals, ethnic code, or ethics. And it's just, it's always going to be a melting pot of all of that, and mm-hmm. it really just depends on who is in that position.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know how to fix that. And instead, you know, you're trying to diversify the workplace, but like you said, if everybody's thinking the same way, you're in an echo chamber. So that's also bad.
Yeah.
What's the middle ground?
I don't know.
Communism.
Okay.
Communism.
One person.
No, thank you. I don't want to be a communist.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think it is? Because it's like, let me say this. I don't think it's going to be solved anytime soon.
No, this is something that we're going to deal with for a while.
It is. And it's the newness that we still are struggling with as a nation.
Definitely.
When you really think about it, America has been America for a very short amount of time.
And we have only gotten to this point to where it's okay to talk about these sort of issues and really execute them. And like, since we've been, you know, teenagers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think what it's going to come down to is, I think that this is something that our generation's going to struggle with. But I think what's going to happen is, by the time we get to those positions, when we're in our 50s and 60s and we're the people in power pulling the purse strings, I think people like your daughter will all have been treated equally, somewhat equally.
Hopefully.
And so then it's not based on gender. It's based on who's the best qualified.
Right.
Because everyone will have been on an equal footing. Somewhat. I'm not saying that's, you know, because then that's men and women. We talk about minorities and you talk about mm-hmm. the lack of education, the lack of, you know, when I think about where I come from and the, you know, my cousins and the people that I grew up with and the things that they weren't given and things that I had to fight for and seek out that I didn't know I was seeking out, but I knew I was missing it.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be that crazy person that was like, no, no, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who aren't that way. You know, then you have to, how are those people going to be helped? Because we have to have a seat at the table for those people as well.
Yeah.
So, but I think it'll just continually get better as we get older. And then think about when your daughter, Maya, is in a position of power in her generation. It just continually gets better.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I mean,
and people not being ignorant and closed-minded.
Right, and being so open to discussion.
Everybody just has to be open, and I think generally, you know, whatever this means, but just like towards a general goodness for humanity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if everybody is sort of on the outlook in that general umbrella, and they're also focused on, you know, being educated about things, there's no room for, you know, a lot of the dissension comes from ignorance too.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes,
like
it
people
does.
Just choose not to even learn about the other side at all.
Right.
So
very true.
If there's a, you know, people who want to be educated and want to be equal and want everybody to be well,
mm-hmm.
then I think that goes a long way. So if you're generally just act with those pillars in mind for a long time, I think things will start
to get
unsewing
better.
Untangling themselves.
I think everybody just doesn't want to be shit on.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Like, I mean, people in your community when you were growing up are there because they were oppressed for so long mm-hmm. and then they were forced to live like that, and their families and generations just get stuck down mm-hmm. in there, and there's no way out. It's really sad to see. But all those people have potential too.
Most definitely.
So like the time it takes for people to, you know, become somewhat equal, by this generation or this generation, maybe everybody will have similar opportunities and it'll be more well-balanced.
No, it's true. I mean, and we also have to, you know, not just shit on America, you know, when you think about how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about, you know, when my grandmother in the 50s, you know, as a black woman in Atlanta, you know, there was no opportunity. There was absolutely no even thought of hope.
Right.
It was like, well, you're going to be shit on and that's just your lot in life. And look how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
I, her grandson, sit in a room with two white people, a woman, a man, and we get to make, you know, decent money talking for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That's a good, know, compared that's good to progress. Where
yeah, that's great progress. So think about what another 50 years looks like.
And
you know?
It sucks to think about the rest of the world, too, though.
Yeah.
It's like they're so far behind in some countries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane. It's sometimes when you take it all in, which is why when I was younger, I was like, I want to be president one day. But when I think about the pressure and the type of emotion it takes to handle all that, that's why the presidents, they go in with like dark colored hair, white colored hair, and then they come out gray as fuck.
Yeah.
Because that's just stress.
And they look haggard.
They
do. You have the weight of the world's problems on your shoulder.
Literally.
Yes, and that's why they look like shit.
I can't imagine.
No, I don't want, I certainly don't want that job.
Well, let's change the topic to something a little bit more lighter.
Ouch.
It hurts my ears.
We have a serial killer in Tampa Bay.
Why are you laughing about that?
Wow, that's a lighter subject.
Right? That's terrifying.
No, it is very terrifying. I just wanted, because we haven't talked about it on the show.
No, we haven't. And I don't really know what else to say about it.
And here's the thing.
We just have freaking American Horror Story up in here.
It's just, and here's the thing. Because it's local and the people that have passed away, I don't want to make a light about it on the air.
Right.
Because their families may be listening or someone who knows the people that have passed away. But I am scared.
Even though you don't live in the community that these murders are taking place in?
And
well,
people,
I mean, they could go anywhere.
Exactly.
They could.
And people keep saying that. They're like, well, it's in Seminole Heights, and that's about 30 minutes away from
so
where I live.
So that person can't, like, drive over here?
Yeah, and that's the thing is that, like...
He's like, well, I got tired of Seminole Heights.
I don't know.
I'm going to go down to St. Pete.
He or she. Because we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We don't know.
Well, we do know that typically serial killers are men, I'm just saying.
Well, they've also normally been white. But then I remember in the black community back in the day when there was a sniper in D.C. that was like taking people out.
Yeah.
And when he was black, we were in the black community. We were like, oh, fuck no. There ain't no goddamn. Hell no. He ain't one of us. No, we don't do shit like that. We only ain't the people we know, not just random people. I remember like... It was because I was in high school when it happened.
Oh, no.
And I just remember my aunts and uncles just being like, not here. He ain't one of us. We don't do that shit.
You didn't claim him as a black
no.
man?
No. We were like, we not crazy like the white people.
Well, this is the problem.
Exactly. But this could be any race, any ethnicity, any gender.
Any.
It just shows
how vulnerable everybody is at all times.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, we always are all vulnerable, but you cannot live your life thinking about how vulnerable you are because you'll never go out your house.
Yeah, people are just like, oh, there's cameras everywhere. There's this and that. There ain't no cameras in, like, the park. They could come up and get you and then run away. And if they don't tell anybody and they, you know, they have their... The only way this person is going to get caught is if... They do something stupid to have police just look at them in the first place and find something.
Oh.
Like a weapon or something in their car, you know, that they carry around.
Right. I am not up to date with these facts, but have they all been at bus stops?
Yes, or around bus stops.
Around bus stops?
Yeah.
So there's something where it's like it almost seems like it's like has been crimes of opportunity. Instead of calculated.
That's what we hear. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Because they're still trying to find out if there was a connection between the three victims.
I thought they said there was one.
Oh, just that they were at a bus stop. That was it. But that's what they've told us so far.
Is there no like video surveillance anywhere on any of these ones?
They only have a video of a strange figure walking down a street that happened to be around one of the bus stops at a time when that could have happened. And you can't really see any detail on the person's face, gender, race. You said what?
It was a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people were shot by gun. So anyway, I just, That just, yeah. I wanted to talk about it. So,
the thing is, this person could be walking around with a perfectly legal to carry weapon.
Yeah.
They're never going to get thought twice about unless they do something wrong. Like I said, the police are going to see them and then they're going to, like, they get pulled over, you know, you show them your gun permit and they're like, oh, cool, here. All right. Go about your day. Unless you do something that's illegal in the first place, they have no reason to suspect you for that. So they're going to go on as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. Like, I really give props to detectives, like, that can figure all these and put these things together.
It's a lot. I mean, because they literally have nothing to go on.
No.
But then I'm sure they're probably looking at, like, footprints around the area, the shells from the gun to figure out what sort of gun it was. I mean, it's just...
I watched a lot of CSI back in the day, and they do a lot of investigative work, so...
They do stuff.
They do a lot of things that I didn't even think that they could do, and they do. I loved that show.
Well, hopefully that guy gets what's coming to him.
Or girl.
Whatever, or alien, who knows.
My biggest question is, though, for you, as we wrap this up, like, what do we adjust about our day-to-day life?
You just be vigilant. And don't walk around the streets at night.
How am I supposed to walk my dog?
Well, you better let him put a pee pad down and do it inside.
You better buy, I don't know, a remote control car.
And
just, like, tie the leash to it and drive it around the block.
Like,
I mean, really, and I think you need to
with a bone on it and it'll just follow.
I think just making sure not to put yourself in a situation where, like, if you are walking your dog, do it with a friend or a spouse or somebody like that. Just don't be caught in a situation where, like, you're just by yourself randomly walking around, and especially right now, a bus stop, unfortunately.
True.
And I feel bad for people who don't have cars, who just have the only mode of transportation is the bus.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the fear they must be feeling right now.
Oh, it's got to be terrifying.
I can't imagine, especially if you live in the Seminole Heights area here in Tampa Bay. So it's just completely, let's just lighten the mood, shall we? Okay.
How are you going to put this song on after we talked about murder?
I don't know. I had to clear the air real quick.
I don't feel like that did it.
Wait, hold on.
Fail.
I feel like that made it worse.
What about this?
Oh, goodness.
We need to talk about the Hot Haunted Yacht that's coming up this weekend.
Oh, yes, we do.
It is our 6th annual Hot Haunted Yacht, where we take listeners out on a yacht for several hours.
Yep.
What if the killer comes on the yacht?
Ooh,
I thought about that, and I was like,
don't
I will not
say
this.
Miguel.
Why did you say it out loud? Because you know what? Now it's going to be your fault when no one comes to this thing.
No, I'm just kidding. Cut this part out. They won't be on the yacht. They actually, I will give the, was it the Starlight?
They have security.
Starlight.
Don't they do security?
Yeah, no, I'm about to say, they actually do really great. That's why people, when you're standing in line and people get antsy, it's for good reason, because they make you go through a metal detector. They wand everybody. Because it is Halloween and people are in costumes, they want to make sure everyone's safe. So
right.
I do feel safe on the boat.
Right.
But we need to talk about what's going to happen this year on the boat. Because Holly, last year you were single.
I was.
When we went on the boat. I was in a relationship when I was on the boat.
That's right. Was he here? Did he go?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So life's a little bit different.
Yeah.
A year later.
Sure.
What are we expecting that's going to happen? Are we going to see beer Holly, Corona Holly, or vodka Holly on the ship?
Like, as much as
loaded Corona Holly.
I know, right? Oh my God. I feel
extra,
like,
loaded.
I'm probably gonna do vodka Holly, but I shouldn't.
Miguel's just gonna start yelling again on the microphone during the contest.
Yeah, because I need to be a responsible parent the next day.
Oh.
So you can't, it's very difficult to parent while you're hungover.
I literally cannot imagine. I literally can't wrap my brain around that.
Yeah, no, it's not a good situation.
If there was a way for me to say literally again, I would.
Okay, so I don't really know. Maybe what I'll just do is stick to Corona.
But you should get loose, Holly. It's a party.
I'm going to get loose.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not going to get, like, you know, insane.
Right.
Which I really shouldn't be insane anyway. We host it.
True.
Like, even they even say, like, one of our promotions directors inevitably has to have the make good choices speech, which is funny because I just feel like no other industry gets that talk like radio people. Like, I'm pretty sure the folks at Fox 13 during their holiday party, some news director isn't like, make smart choices, and they have to be like, okay, mom.
Well, I don't know. They get kind of crazy on the TV side, girl. They get kind of...
Do you think someone gives them a make smart choices?
I think so.
Oh, well, I don't feel so bad now.
I think so. I think they do.
I just thought it was only radio because we're a bunch of goofy assholes.
No, they are. They just have to be serious on camera.
True.
I'm just a little afraid because I feel like we're comfortable now. We've been here for, this will be our third Hot Haunted Yacht. And so I remember the first year I was like, I gotta be good. I gotta be professional. We're in a big market, a big city, big promotion. And now I'm like, all right, you know, we're supposed to be here. And I just feel like we just have to really guard ourselves.
Guard ourselves against what? Looking like buffoons?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Ryan, you've been there the past 2 years, 3 years?
Two.
Do we look ridiculous when we're drunk?
The answer is yes, we don't. Yes. Why the fuck would it not be?
So if you want to see ridiculous, go out to the Hot Haunted Yacht.
I mean, like on a scale of 1 to 10, though, like how bad is it?
I don't know. I was kind of turned to.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is good. No. I think there were some eyeballs just like looking back and forth at each other on like the other staff.
Oh, dear.
When we were up there. I was like,
is it when we're giving the awards away for like the best dressed and stuff, or is it when we're judging the costume contest?
Judging the costume contest.
Which is unfortunate because that's like the beginning of the night.
Well, no, it's at 11. It's at 11.
The thing doesn't set sail till 10.
9.
Oh.
So that's a good 2.5 hours in.
Really?
Boarding, yeah. Boarding is at 9.
I thought the costume contest was right away.
No, that's the first year it was. Last year it was at 11.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was drunk either way.
It's always, no matter what.
Okay, I need help then, because here's what I know. I've hosted drag shows in the past.
Yeah.
And they sort of said, all right, when you go up there, we want you to be funny, we want you to be slightly inappropriate, and we want you to sort of
slightly
heckle the crowd. So what's the line of too much, and am I too much all the time when we're hosting the costume contest?
There's a line you shouldn't cross when it comes to talking about people's bodies, even if they're good looking.
So you can't be like, ooh, well, okay. So if you have, I'm thinking like I have two friends that are two guys, and they're going as sexy Mario Luigi.
Sexy yeah, Mario.
It's possible. Girl, one of them has red suspenders, and a red hat and a little mustache.
He's just wearing a thong?
And that's it. So when they go on stage, am I not supposed to be like, well, look at his suspenders. They're really red.
I don't know.
Look at his mustache, y'all.
Maybe we go this route. This year we go the route of...
Look at that duke.
Okay. Instead of being blatant like, look at that duke, we say, those are some nice... suspenders, and it's funny that way. I don't know. Listen, we're in very sensitive times right now.
I know. I don't want to be called a Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, nobody does.
Because we're, you know, commenting on people's costumes, and I don't want to say, you know, well, you dress like that because, you know, you wanted attention, and obviously I don't mean that where if you've been sexually molested or something, you know, that you asked for because you dress like that. We're talking about a costume contest and judging it.
By 2020... holidays won't exist anymore.
somebody asked on the Facebook page about the Hot Haunted Yacht, and they were like, hey, just wondering if this is like, you know, friendly, like family or whatever.
Oh. They didn't even say family. They said, I'm bringing a friend, and I just need to know if there's going to be naked people walking around.
And other stuff,
because I don't want him to be uncomfortable.
And we were like, what other stuff?
I know. I was like, first of all, what's
stuff? But probably... pretty much naked people.
I'm like, we don't put a restriction, although you cannot be naked. Like, I think someone would tell someone to cover up. Like, you have to wear clothing. It's not clothing optional. Your penis or vagina cannot be out. Do I really have to say that? Like, cover up your no-no spots, okay?
Holly, what are you going to be?
I'm going to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
And what is Mr. Dimple? Is Mr. Dimples going as
the Beast?
Beast?
Yeah. The Beast. But he doesn't want to wear the mask, which I understand. I wouldn't want to walk around in a damn mask all night.
Wear your mask. Last time.
You said what?
I did last time.
How was it?
Mm-mm.
Terrible. Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no, especially because you don't know what the weather is going to look like. And if it's any what sort of humid or warm, you're going to sweat your ass through that.
So he's going to be Human Beast after the rose thing.
I have a human breathalyzer costume where you blow into the thing that is somewhere.
Okay.
Now, you fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Like you're being like, suck my dick.
I just have it in my closet. No. And I'm like, I haven't chosen anything yet. And I'm like, what do I have in here? I looked the other day and I'm like, this.
Listen, as long as you're not forcing women to do that,
Oh my gosh, that's so...
Or men. I mean, it goes both ways.
Valid. So you're going to be Beauty and the Beast. So what does your costume look like? Like, is it the yellow dress?
It's the yellow. It's like, of course, quote, sexy belt, which I have to go get it. I really need to get there this week. So obviously it's Saturday. It's the one I tried on. A couple of weeks ago, that was like sort of a trial run.
Mm-hmm.
It looks sort of like a ballerina tutu.
Oh.
But it's the yellow bell dress and headband.
So that's not the headband?
What?
The headband?
Yeah, there's a headband. That, you know how she's got that yellow band? So there's a headband and there's the dress. That's it.
True.
What's wrong?
No, I'm trying to visualize it. I mean, I don't watch Beauty and the Beast every day, so I don't remember what she looks like exactly. I just remember the yellow dress. Okay.
They have a dress in there. A person.
It's a short dress. I mean, and then my problem was, what shoes do I wear with that? And I'm, I hate that this is my life right now, but I'm getting to the age where I'm like, it's not worth it for me to wear heels.
No.
You don't
especially
wear flats?
Since we're going to, we're going to be like walking up and down the levels, doing the stuff. And I'm like, I don't think I can handle wearing heels for all that time.
Oh, that's a lot. For 4 hours, that's too much.
Which obviously my legs look better in heels, but it's going to have to be flats. Sorry about you.
Listen. Ain't no skin off my back, because if you asked me to wear heels for 4 hours, I would not.
It's too
much. One year I was Samurai-an.
Oh. Ryan, is that cultural appropriation?
I had all back.
/ by the way, I was like, thank God Belle is some sort of white descent. That way I don't have to get into this with anybody.
Well, you're making fun of Germans, Holly. Was she German or French?
She's French.
French.
Germans.
Girl, which one's German? I don't watch this bullshit. I watched The Lion King and it was in Africa.
It's a classic story. La Belle et la Bête.
Yeah.
We didn't watch classic stories when I was growing up.
They have that song in there, right?
Oh.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. I know that one.
Yeah. And so that's the costume. So I need to go get it. I need to try everything on. I need to make sure it's all good. I really like to be in tune with pop culture, and I feel decent about this because it came out this year with Emma Watson, and it's going to be cute, I think. I have a boyfriend this year, so I sort of wanted to do a couple's costume, but I didn't want to, you know, this is good.
Ryan?
What's up?
What's your costume? Are you going to do a couple's costume with your girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't know if she was serious or not, but she said the other day, she's like, what should we be? Like, I know somebody with, like, a plug-in socket costume, and I'm like, no. No.
Someone's gonna show up to this bitch with a plug in a socket.
Oh my God, are you and Taryn gonna be a plug in a socket?
No. No. I don't wanna do that.
Yes, please be a plug in a socket.
We'll probably be a plug in a socket.
Yeah, probably plug in a socket.
My boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, and I, our costumes just came in.
And it is what?
We're gonna be football players. And on the front of our jerseys, and this wasn't part of the plan, but this was the only jerseys I could find that were like already ready to go for a Halloween costume. On the front it says 69 of them.
Sure.
And then on the back, mine's gonna say tight and then a 6, and then his is gonna say end, and then it's gonna be a 9. And that's gonna be our costume.
Who's the kicker and who's the receiver?
Why are you sighing at this, Holly?
Your costume is basically, hey, we like to have sex. That's what your costume is.
Listen, I even have a picture of where we got it from. So.
tight end. Okay.
Just don't go near any national anthems.
Right? Oh, yeah. Don't make any mention of kneeling or not kneeling.
Oh, gosh. No, absolutely not.
That's fine. I like that, though. I think it's in tandem. It's compatible. It's sexual.
I just wanted to be...
What if you're standing on the other side and it's 96?
Lame.
And then it's end tight.
It's not good.
We're going to end the night tightly. No, you just have to always make sure that you're, you know, standing in that side. Holly, why did you want that face for?
I don't know. I don't know. It just seems so like... I wanted there to be like some bigger, grander, like crazy creative thing.
No.
But I also nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. I mean, I'm Bella and
I'm about to say, here's the thing. Here's the problem with Halloween is we started looking like a month ago, and like, I mean, I normally for Halloween, like the week of, I'm like, what am I going to be? And I pull out something from a closet,
right?
But I really wanted to like do something, and so I was on Pinterest. I was looking like Business Insider had like, here's some couples costumes for gay couples.
Damn.
I mean, I really did. We both over several different nights looked over what we could do, but then like we couldn't decide on anything, and then it was like the costumes that were really great, you had to spend time like buying fabric and going here, and I was like, girl, who got time for that?
Ain't nobody.
No, I was like, I'm gonna order these damn costumes. Now I do have to go find the tight end in the 69.
Oh, that's not part of the costume?
No, that wasn't on the back of it, so I do have to go find that from somewhere and figure out how to put it on to the
you
back
just
of
get
the jersey.
Iron-ons.
Yeah, iron-ons.
Oh, from Michael's.
Michael's or Hobby Lobby or some craft store.
I'm just gonna have Taryn be a fidget spinner.
A sexy finish. I'm tired today, y'all. I'm really losing steam.
A sexy finish spinner.
Because there was a sexy fidget spinner costume where the fidget spinners were on the nipples.
I think you should do that, right? I think you should be the fidget spinner.
Yeah. I think you should be both fidget spinners. Hers on the nips and yours on the tip.
Like a little helicopter.
Yes.
All right, let's
do
this.
The helicopter with the helicopter.
Let's end this atrocity.
I'm tired.
Holly's run out of steam.
I really, I'm losing it.
I'm hungry again.
Oh God.
We just ate. So join us on the Hot Haunted Yacht. It's happening this Saturday. If you want to pick up your free tickets,
yes.
If you listen to this before Saturday, October 28th, you can go to any of the Todd Couples Superstore locations and pick up your tickets there. And of course, we'll have stories next week about vodka or Corona Holly.
Oh, please help me, Lord.
Producer Ryan, what's all of your social media?
Radio McGib, MCGIB.
Holly?
Radio Holly. On everything.
Facebook?
Oh, Facebook is Holly on Hot 101.5.
Mine for Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter is Miguel Fuller. MIGUELFULLER. Snap me, Insta me. On Facebook, just facebook.com/RadioMiguel. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, on the Hot 101.5 app that you can download for free on your smartphone, or please go to iTunes, type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Just make sure to rate and subscribe.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.